Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I was super.
4 minutes until showtime.
Fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We get
3 minutes until showtime.
Getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself. We gotta do it together. A life of wealth. We living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality.
2 minutes until showtime.
Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting
1 minute until showtime.
Ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn. It's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT.
Super fantastic family.
Uh-oh. Can you hear me? What's going on with this
crazy
thing?
Can you
hear me? How about now?
Couldn't hear you.
Can you hear me? Yes. I hear you fine.
Okay. I hear you now. Yep.
But the system is showing my microphone is turned off. So.
Oh.
But
maybe I just hear you on the phone. Then. I don't know.
No, that microphone is off too. So.
I do hear you. There's a lot of background noise, but I hear you.
Okay. How about now?
Let me see. Somebody's
did it
a
change?
Lot of static. Same thing I'm hearing. Nope. Sound like a lot of wind or shit or something.
Okay, what about
everybody
now?
Everybody else is hearing it too.
Still there.
I still hear you.
It
but there's something
line.
In the background, some kind of noise.
I'm trying to turn this microphone off, but it won't turn off on this stupid board.
I don't think it's wind noise.
No, it's this. It's the connection.
No, somebody told me it was windy. I don't think that's it. Okay, there we go. There we go. Oh, but that turned you off too, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm on the other mic.
Oh.
Just check and see which one was acting up, which one wasn't. Okay. So,
okay, now we're good. We're good.
Hello, everybody. It's Wednesday, October the 2nd. Yours truly, Rayman98 here, along with.
Okay, good morning, TNT. We are here once again, if you can believe that. But not for much longer, I don't think. So, Ray, did you put anything out?
No, nothing went out.
Nothing went out, guys. Nothing went out because nothing has really changed. Yes, they were rioting in the streets yesterday. Police got involved. Millions of people. We have pictures of it if you'd like to see it. They're all out in the streets. Two people got killed. But it's not the end of the world. Are they back rioting in the streets today? Yes, they are today. So our question is, does it help us or does it hurt us that they're in the streets asking for what we all want, the reforms to be completed? They want jobs. They want income. They want food. They want electricity. They want everything that they're going to get once the revaluation takes place and all the investors rush into Iraq and start getting everything done and all the money pours in. So they're saying, do what you said you're going to do. It's after the first, and you told us it would be done by the first. And now we're fooling around, and it's the second. And we're getting tired of hearing it. And I'm not mad at them. So they're telling me, again, from Iraq, that they've done everything, that they're waiting on the U.S., and that is now causing them yesterday and today's issues. Because they're waiting on the U.S., is what I'm being told. Something is going on in Washington, and why they once again are holding it up. Now, the banks are there. Talked to them this morning. They're all at the exchange center. They're all told that it's going, and they've all been briefed. We're just waiting. We're waiting on the go. They still think it's going to be this week. They just don't know when. Iraq still thinks it's going to be this week. They just don't know when. Well, they may know when, they're just not telling us. But they still think it's going to be this week. Both of them sitting there waiting on the go. Everything else has been completed. And as we told you before, they've been told when the numbers come back on your screen, start making your phone calls. That's what they're waiting for. You know, a lot of exchangers, different locations, are very excited. They were very excited yesterday. They're a little upset this morning, but they were very excited yesterday, waiting to go. finally waiting to get started. They're getting a little upset this morning because they're still sitting there, but they're still being told it's a go. So other than that, we don't have any more information because everybody's sitting around waiting for it to go. And I'm not mad. I'd rather be here than trying to guess what's next and what we need next and everything else. Oh, let me see. They did say yesterday the lower denoms are there. They did tell the people they are there. The coins are there. They did say it would be integrated with their deposits. So whether that's for their paid during this month, whatever days they get paid on, that the lower denoms are supposed to be included in those deposits, it simply means they're ready to go to the bank and get them. All banks have them, have their instructions, even in Iraq, to utilize the lower denoms as soon as the announcement is made. So they're waiting, just like we're waiting, for somebody to say go. So I'm going to add this little piece here, and we're going to see how it is. Supposedly, you guys can go check it out. Our government, our Treasury Department, is having an argument and trying to convince our president to let out the new $10 bill. They are printed, packaged, and ready to go, the new $10 bill. But he's having an issue releasing the $10 bill. So they're trying to overcome that issue right now. Now, is that what's holding us up? Because they wanted it to be released at this same time. I don't know. But it's there. And there's an issue at the Treasury. And we should know about it. But we'll see what happens. Okay? The $10 bill is not being released, the new one. Everybody's ready to release it except for the president, who's not authorizing its release. All right. Let's do it, Ron.
Okay. Let's see. Somebody says, since I don't have a cell to notify me of the 800 numbers, will I be okay if I only check my email a couple of times a day? Will I miss out? Well, not completely.
So you'll get it sooner or later.
Yeah, you get it sooner or later.
We're not going to email it out. Well, I had no intention of emailing it out. But anyway, I'm going to send out the text.
Yeah,
and,
I'll email it.
Do the call. Well, Ray said he'll email it to you.
Yeah, okay. We'll send out the text message, email, put it in the form. If you all send me your physical addresses, I have 3 cases of pigeons, and I'll send them out to the first 36 addresses that I receive.
Okay.
They're white pigeons, though, but they're still good carrier pigeons. Anyway. Steve Yoga said on Monday, Tony said, get in and get out. Can you please clarify? Get in and get out of the exchange quickly for some reason?
I did. I clarified it on Monday's call when 2 other people asked me what I meant by get in and get out. Call the 800 number, set your appointment, go do your exchange, and be done. Get in, get out. Don't wallydag. Don't wait. That's what they're saying. Get in and get out.
Right. That's
get
what
in,
they are
make
saying.
Make your deal and get out. That's
yeah.
what they are
make
saying.
Make sure you clarify. Yeah. That's what they are saying. That's not what we are saying. But at least not me. Well, I'm telling folks, wait for the rate to appreciate to you. But as far as the dinar, because we know we're looking for it to climb a little, so we definitely not get in and get out on the dinar, not the first day. I'm not, unless it's the contract rate. Now, the contract rate, get in, get out. We're not going to do any better than that.
You're not. And they're saying get in and get out on the Zim period. Take your Zim in quick. I don't know what it means, but they're saying take it in quick. So maybe they're only going to take it for a limited time, limit them out. I don't know. And the other thing was you can negotiate regardless. If it's not the rate you want, negotiate based on how much you have. Okay, what's next?
And if necessary, team up and negotiate. Anyway, Jungle Jim says, if I don't like what the bank offers and decide to go to another bank, will I have to call the 800 number again and set another appointment?
I have no idea. You're going to have to ask them when you set your first appointment. If I don't like it, can I call you back and set another appointment? Something you're going to have to ask them. You can always go to a bank, say, I want to exchange, and they say, call this number, because they're all going to give you a number to call. So you can do that if you don't want to go to your designated appointment.
That's right, guys. Remember, the 800 number is not the only way to go. That's just a convenient way. And remember what I've told you about convenience. Ribbons says, will there be a debt forgiveness when this goes, like some people are talking about on the mortgages?
The debt forgiveness is not part of the IQD. It's not part of the reevaluation. It's not part of IRAC at all. It might be part of the GCR. I don't know about them forgiving anybody's debt. I do know there was a plan to send individuals $1 million. And I've told you guys about that before, that some people may receive that. I do know, and I told you guys over the last 10 years, that I know of two people personally, maybe three and other people, whose debt, not all the debt, their mortgages were paid off by the banks themselves. For whatever reason, they had mortgages that were paid off by the bank. I can't promise you that's going to happen for anybody, everybody, 1,000 people, 100,000 people. I don't know. I haven't seen it in writing, and no bank has told me they're going to do that. Okay. Who's next?
Let's see. Million2-1. I have not received any TNT texts for about 2 weeks. Each time I text to follow TNT, I get a message back saying SMS action isn't available right now. How can I fix this and start receiving texts again? Contact Twitter. It has been brought to our attention that Twitter has decided to discontinue SMS action, which is the texting that you all are receiving when we send out a tweet. And some of you have been affected by it, some of you have not. But it is nothing that we're doing. That's all, from my understanding, a decision Twitter has made. And you'll need to take that up with them.
Wait, Twitter's made a decision to stop sending out texts?
Yep. That's what CNN reported about a week or so ago, and then folks have been having difficulties ever since then. Some people haven't been getting text messages. But it's nothing we're doing. We're still doing the same thing we've been doing, so if they did make that decision, they have a flaw in their system, but that's a Twitter thing. It's not a TNT thing. So they have to take that up with Twitter.
I just don't see how that would work, and that's just what Twitter is, text. I mean, you know.
No, Twitter, huh? Twitter is basically is tweeting.
What is tweeting if it's not a text?
Tweeting is a message that you read in your email, in your Twitter account. And so it's sending the tweets out. It's not sending it to people's phones. They offer the SMS feature so people could have the tweet come to their phone as a text message. And supposedly have since decided to discontinue that due to some hacking or something that was going on with Twitter. That was my understanding. So.
Okay.
But no matter what the situation is, it is definitely out of our control. It's nothing we are doing. But the ones that are still getting it, keep on keeping on. And the ones who aren't, I don't know what else to tell you. Keep a visual eye out. Go into Twitter. Make sure that you are following us. Make sure your telephone number is recorded there. For some people, that made the difference. But I don't know what else to tell you on that. Are you saying something, Tony?
Yeah, I said I get 100 tweets a day, so I don't know what they're talking about. They stopped knowing it.
Well, like okay. I said, it has not affected everyone, because some people are still getting the text message, but quite a few folks are not.
All right.
Okay, let's see. Spinner says, today is my birthday. Will you play the song? I lost both of my parents in July. I was hoping to share this blessing with them, but I guess it will have to be in a tribute. So sorry for your loss, Spinner. But yes, we will do the birthday greetings for you.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake.
Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine.
So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right. Danger Smith says, would it be advisable to divide your monies and place it with, say, three separate wealth managers / banks, along with three different trustees of your trust, if you have one, for diversification of wealth? Sure, diversification is always going to be a good thing, at least for me.
It's up to you and your plans, first of all. But it is me, and I've been telling you guys for years, I was not only going to diversify where I put mine at, but create competition among them to get it the following year or 2 years and let them know that they're in competition. So I could actually have them doing the best that they're able to do in order to get it all moved to one place. So that's always been my plan from the outset.
Who's okay. next? Pathfinder. You caused this confusion on the last call. Pathfinder says, I thought I understood that we can exchange in our District 12 NV. I don't know if that's Nevada. I have to look at the map. I do not want to exchange in my immediate area. And I'm still going to say, give them the zip code for the area you want to exchange in when you call. You said the opposite last time, Tony. You
okay.
had some folks thinking that they...
I'm still going to say, give them the zip code, your zone, like you're supposed to be in, your address, and don't cause any problems when you get to the exchange. Because it gave you one thing, and if they say, I'm not able to exchange you because you're out of my area, then you just wasted a call, days, and everything else. Give them the information, or better yet, ask them on the phone. Because everything's supposed to match your address so they know you're in your zone.
Yeah, but remember the zone is, like District 5 is 5 states.
I understand.
So that's the zone, 5 states.
I know, but somebody might want to give them a zip code that's out their zone, because that's what they want to change.
Well, that goes without saying, folks. You have to get at least get a zip code in the district that you're in, because we had already told you guys that you have to exchange in your district. And we gave you the district maps months ago, if that still sticks. So, yeah, definitely wouldn't go outside of the district and try to go do an exchange. So, there you have it, folks. Nothing meets a failure but a try. So, go for it.
There you go. Huh?
I'm not exchanging in my city. Now, I'm still exchanging in my state, I think. I feel like I am, but definitely not in the city I live in. Sunstar says, Ray, is it common practice in the industry that trust providers are audited every year or two? And is this something you would look for, your protection and peace of mind? I have no idea about trust providers being audited. What would they be audited for? If they're audited, that's on their tax returns, but not for creating trust. So I don't see the connection there as far as trust providers being audited or anything. Storm says, can you address the ISE being on NASDAQ at the program rate?
There's nothing to address. If it's on there, then that's the rate. I haven't gone to NASDAQ to look. It's not activated, but the rate hasn't changed. I don't know what you want me to address about it being on there. If it's live, it's international. Now, some people did a raise to me this morning. Somebody checked, and they said it's not even live on NASDAQ. So I haven't looked. And none of my bank people have called me to tell me that it is. So I'm going to go with it isn't. All right, Ray.
Okay. Heartlight 2 says, Canada apparently has three regions. Do we have to exchange in our given region in the same way as U.S. citizens have to stay within their district? I believe so. And until we hear from our Canadian connection, I'm going to say yes. The same rule applies. Do you know?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Do you know if Canadian banks are requiring us to sign an NDA for the contract rate? And is the limit the same as the USA for that rate?
I was told about the same thing applies again.
Right. I think so, too. I don't remember hearing different limits for Canada. So, all right. Let's see. I don't know how to pronounce this name. I don't even know if they pronounce it. KJMACHORO. KJ Machoro, maybe? I don't know. When you get the 800 number, how long before you will announce the 13 hotel locations for the bank seminar so we can get registered and reservations? The plan is to be as immediate as possible. Of course, we have to go based on if the locations, the availability of the locations and the availability of the bank representatives. But the plan was if the RV happened on a Monday, the 13 banking seminars, we would try to have those by Wednesday so that by the weekend we could cap all of that activity. And so that's what the task force folks are trying to achieve the minute this thing pops. Not guaranteed, but that's the effort. Buffalo says, did I understand Tony on the call Monday correctly about negotiating? I thought he said after negotiation, if we got the price higher than the offer, we then would have to sign an NDA. If that is true, wouldn't all people just go for the contract rate?
Well, it is true. And no, everybody's not going for the contract rate. But some people just don't want to sign an NDA. They're scared. Some people don't want to go ask for it or negotiate for it. I don't know. I've already had a lot of people tell me if it's $4, I'm taking $4. And I'm going. I'm not waiting. I'm not discussing it. That's what I'm going to do. Unfortunately, that's what some people are going to do.
Okay. Now, see, part of this question, hey, if you got to sign an NDA, why not go for the contract rate? I'm assuming this would be if the contract rate is not available, because, yes, I'm going after the contract rate first. It's not available. Now I'm going to negotiate. If the rate's $4, I'm going to try to negotiate $4.50. And if that requires signing an NDA, then so be it.
Yeah, I took the question as being about the NDA. Everybody should ask for the contract rate. Why wouldn't you ask
right.
for $28.50? But guess what? Some people are not going to do that. They're going to ask for their $4, take it, and walk out the bank. So they don't want to sign an NDA because they're scared of NDAs because they don't understand them.
Okay. Buckles 102. Whose picture is on the new $10 bill? Go to the internet and look it up. It's there.
Is it? Did you go see it?
I'm sure it's there somewhere, or else we wouldn't know. It's somewhere publicly for us to know. That's not a secret.
Well, I don't know. I didn't know.
Go and see if you guys can't find it. Let us know, then we'll take it. ECCL519 says, the currency dealers are offering to buy back our dinar. Do you have any information that there is a shortage of dinar and getting hard to get?
I have no information that there is a shortage of dinar anywhere. No.
Call the dealer and ask them why they're buying it back. See what answer they give you.
Because if there was a D, but guys, here's the thing. I do know if there is a shortage or if it's slowing down, a lot of people who bought the reserves, and, you know, you guys got to realize one of the things that they got sterling for, and they felt sterling had to change, because they were selling more reserves than they had in their vault or in their warehouse.
I don't think that was the case, though, Tony, not from the court dockets that I read.
Okay. But they were selling more than they had in their, when I talked to them, told me that's why they had to start saving them up, because they were already audited for that. These other guys, and it used to be another company that had reserves, paid everybody back. And I know they gave me all my money back because he said they weren't operating correctly. They didn't have the amount of reserves they were supposed to have on hand. Now, what's happening here right at the end, if they are being held, they're trying to buy them back because they're buying them back. They say it's the highest rate, still not what you paid for it. But there's only one of two reasons. I got to have enough if this thing is getting ready to go. So all these people don't file charges against me, have me go to jail. Or if I know it's getting ready to go and I've been notified, I'd give you $800 for $8 million every day of the week. I mean, I would. But I know that was an issue because I talked to two of the currency dealers myself. So, yes. All right. I didn't say that's why they got charged. They had an issue with it. But, all right, what's next?
Okay, Angel 8. Will we be informed of time limits to exchange them, and will this be just to make an appointment or for total exchange time?
I can't tell you until it happens. They say get in and get out.
All right.
Especially
easy
with
money.
Them. It is concerned. Go ahead.
All right. EZ Money says, if I am traveling to Iraq or Vietnam, is my IQD or VND spendable in either country? Of course, that's their currency. You can spend the VND in Vietnam, and you can spend the IQD in Iraq. And you can spend the IDR in Indonesia if you go there. And you can spend the Afghani in Afghanistan.
Okay, understand this. When the RV happens, a 25,000 note IQD in the U.S. will not be worth the same in Iraq. They're going to drop the three zeros. That 25,000 note is only going to be worth 25 in Iraq. Outside the country, U.S. is going to be different. There's a two-year limit on this, and we don't know when the 2 years started. So you can take it in there, but don't think it's going to have the same value in Iraq that it has outside, because it's not. And that's why they're limiting how much can leave the country right now. All right, what's next?
All right. All right, Easy Money also says, when the RV occurs, could I just open an account in IQD and not USD at a U.S. or international bank? Not at a U.S. bank. If you can find one, let me know, because we're definitely on the hunt for a U.S. bank that would allow us to do that. Okay, let's
okay,
talk live.
Well, what was the question?
The question was, when the RV occurs, could they just open an account in IQD and not USD at a U.S. bank?
Oh.
No.
But if you can find one,
let me know.
Okay. I've been trying to tell you guys, there is plans for Wells Fargo to have multiple currency accounts for individuals once this happens. So when you go to your exchange, ask them. They already have them for businesses, but they have planned on, my information was, to have them for individuals once this happens. Multiple currency accounts. That's what you want to ask about. Okay?
All right. 865, you're on.
Good afternoon. This is interesting. I didn't know whether or not I would be on or not, because they wouldn't let us raise our hand to ask the question. So you
saw your hand is up.
Well, that's something, because it sure wasn't telling me that the hand was up and saying you are now in the queue. It just wasn't there. So be that as it may, thank you very much for the call, and thank you for the info. The one little scenario that I'm finding interesting, again, timing seems to be the issue. Of course, waiting is the issue. But in the past, you've always advised us, you know, be sensitive to the fact that they would like to do it when all banks are open or all banks are closed. And then you gave us the kind of the windows when those sections would be. I've been hearing, and I haven't gotten it verified, but that China, of course, they're a major player in this, that because this is the 70th anniversary for the Chinese, that they have a three-day holiday starting yesterday, meaning tomorrow, and they were saying that the banks, financial institutions were closed, and that would say that they would be reopening on Thursday, which then, you know, leads into getting into going into the holy day on Friday for Iraq. Is that relevant at all on this, which would be saying that, yes, they are prepped for it, but we don't expect to see anything until Thursday when Chinese banks would be open?
No, I don't think so. Banks are closed and open at different times all around the world. Let me tell you what I think. I thought Tuesday would always be a good day because of international banking starts on Tuesday, and they can get over that. We know that the prime times that they've tried it the last 10 years have been Friday evenings or Saturday mornings. Why? Uh, Why? Because the market is closed. Mm-hmm. I find it hard to believe that this would be done anytime in the middle of any day, anytime when the market is live and people all around the world would get caught in so many different transactions. So, or even in the morning. Just think about this for a minute. It's 10 o'clock and you're in Iraq and you go to get some gas or a loaf of bread and it costs you 5 dinars. And you're all happy because that's what it always costs. But then at noon, 2 hours later, you turn on the TV and there's an RV and you find out that loaf of bread just cost you $50 instead of $5 or $500. Then you're highly upset. And now I'm going back to the grocery store and get back my $5 because I overpaid it. And then that's happening all across the country. And then it's happening on every currency board, on every forex, because everybody got caught right in the middle of a transaction. That just doesn't make sense to me. But if it's closed in the afternoons, it's in the evening, they're telling them that it's going at midnight, or it's 1, 3 in the morning before the banks open, before people start their day, and there's a rate change, then that makes sense. Now, I'm just using common sense. Not Iraq logic, definitely not U.S. logic. Just common sense. We make that work across the board. So those are the times that I look for something to happen.
Good enough. Appreciate that. And also, any thoughts dealing with Vegas and the activity there? We know Ray's shared with us the timings plans still for the banking seminars, but I was curious, you know, again, how many years have we had this now of okay, it's getting into the various holiday seasons and the impact that that would have? I was just kind of curious your thought process now in 2019.
It's the same. Worst time of the year to do this. Worst time. Because starting November the 1st, people are going to start having Christmas parties already because everything's booked up. So while you guys get to celebrate as soon as this announcement is made, I got to go to work that much harder, not just for Vegas, but for every other location that we're going to be at, securing a space during the holiday season to do events. So it's going to be a lot of work. But I definitely want, if it happens today, I hope to be by the end of the month, first week in November, we're doing something somewhere. And I want to do something, some location every weekend till I get done. Every weekend, be somewhere doing it till I get done. And everybody will enjoy their life.
And with that, Tony, we say bless you and thank you in advance. More power to you, and we thank you ever so much for that. And 10 days from whenever this is going to be occurring, we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project should be underway. And with that, I appreciate it. And thanks again for all your info and insight. Most appreciated. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 574.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Yeah, I'm
super fantastic. How you doing?
Can't agree.
I'm doing real good. Just like the previous caller said, when we're calling in on the number, usually we get a voice that tells us that you are now in the queue when you press the appropriate button, and she didn't tell us that, so I learned from a while ago when the system was on the fritz a little bit. Don't touch the button when you press it. Just leave it alone because you're in the queue. Now, question I have is, so now that we're at this point of things and we're just really just waiting on the go, and Tony shared with us one of the things that he was told regarding the new 10s. Was there anything else regarding to that they mentioned, for instance, like did the president mention why in particular he didn't want to release those now, or is that information that if you do have it, you can't share it with us?
Listen, I'll tell you guys, I don't see the new $10 bill. I mean, we just came out with one. See what?
Yeah,
a couple years ago. Right? Huh?
That's what I thought, too.
We did. With the new color safeguards in it, everything else. So, a couple years ago, they wanted to replace the $10 bill. So, my understanding is it has been approved. What I'm getting, and I'm just getting this today, I'm telling you guys, it has been approved and printed with Harriet Tubman on it, the new $10 bill. And our president will not approve the distribution. It's sitting there, it's at the Treasury, they've been printed. He will not release the $10 bills with Harriet Tubman on the picture. So that's some information that was passed through the Treasury. How long it's going to be an issue? We all know why it's an issue. But how long is the real question. But they are not being released, and they are arguing to have that done right now. Okay?
Okay. And and as far as the banks are concerned and communication with you guys, have they given you guys more or less a window of kind of like some cushion, so to speak, so to kind of give you a heads up when they're actually going to be sending you the number? Did they give you guys some kind of idea that when that moment in time happens? I know it could be like it was when we did the call that one day last week or so, when things just wasn't working and there's a boom, we got a text, we're on the call live now. I know things could happen that way, but in a controlled world, how would that come across?
Well, I can tell you where it has come. Last week, and what's today, Wednesday? Yes, it is Wednesday. On Friday and Saturday, I got from three of my different banking sources that they were briefed that we would have the 800 numbers Saturday night, Sunday night. Now, not only were they briefed, but they were verified the list of who was supposed to get them. So I went down the list, and both Ray's name and my name were both on there to make sure that we got them, along with some other names. So we were supposed to get them at that time. So that was the second time that they were briefed that the 800 numbers were going to come out. This is who's going to get them, and you guys are getting ready to go to work. And it still didn't happen. So I supposedly, and I said it even years ago, have our own contact in San Francisco who will contact us. But I was going based on what they were being briefed. So I say three locations, three different states, the briefings that they had at that time, that's what they were told. Okay.
All right, then. Well, that's all the questions I have. The other two that I had, you addressed that in your opening comments. So appreciate the information. And all I can say is there's a lot of cold champagne just sitting there waiting to be popped. You guys have a good day.
All right. Let me
all right,
do this
thanks,
real
sir.
Quick first, right? Because I need to check too. Because actually, Harriet Tubman was supposed to be in the new $20 bill. So maybe that was it. So I had to make a phone call and make sure we got that right. But there is a struggle with it being released right now. All right, so I wanted to clarify that. All right, go ahead.
All right, 951 area code. You're on.
Hello.
Hello.
How are we doing today?
All right, fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree in itself.
Doing pretty darn good. Except I had a problem with my phone. I had a lot of documents saved on here, and I can't find them now. And I went on the TNT. I thought you had a place on the forum where you had some. But, like, all the forms were the what you need, you know, to take in with you, you know, the questions asked before and after and stuff like that. Is that on the forum? Accessible to somebody not in the forum?
Yes.
Okay. And is it listed like just TNT documents or something like that or what? Because I couldn't find it.
Look in the latest blast and tweet section, preparing for the exchange.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't look in that section. The latest blast and tweets. Okay. All right. So anyway, basically we're still on a waiting any day, any time, any minute basis, huh?
Yep, that's where we're at. That's what they're telling us anyway. That's what they're doing, sitting there waiting.
Wow. All righty. And everybody's blaming it on the U.S.?
That's what they are blaming it on.
Well, yeah. All righty. Well, hopefully they'll break this thing loose here soon, man. So.
Me too.
All right. Well, thanks for all
you
guys do.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it, man.
All right,
sir.
Appreciate
thank
you.
All right, Ray, hold on for a minute. But I mean, go ahead. Let me make a phone call real quick. All right. Go ahead and talk. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. 310 area code. And this board is doing some crazy stuff here, so I can't see if your lines are actually open or not. 310, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Was your question for me or for Tony?
Actually, it's for both of you. I'm kind of new to this whole process, and I was wondering, how do we get access to the banking seminars that you were talking about earlier?
When the RV happens, we're going to post all of that information on the TNT website, and it'll be in the section where everyone can see it. They don't have to be actual members. It'll be in the open section of the site for everyone to see.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. And I know I'm kind of new to this. Where are the best places to actually try and get more dong and dinar that's available? Do you guys recommend going directly to the banks? Or
anywhere you can. Yeah, well, okay. The banks normally are going to be the cheapest location. Banks, then you have the currency exchange locations if there's some in your city. And then there's dealers on the Internet.
Okay. All right. Well, I've been using the dealers on the Internet because that was the quickest way for me to get access. So, all right, I will check into other areas.
Okay, great.
And
was that
I
it?
Think that's it for now. Thank you.
Oh, okay. 301 area code. You are on, I think.
Good morning. Is that me?
Okay, that should be you.
All right, wonderful. How are you this morning, Ray?
I am fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. And yourself?
Good. So I have a couple different scenarios. I know normally we reserve bank stories, run tail intel for open mic, but I wanted to share a brief story today. I went to my Wells Fargo, and so this scenario is a comparison of what it would be if we came in from the street versus if we came in through making a call through the 800 number in terms of process. So I went into the Wells Fargo today, and basically was directed to speak with their foreign currency tellers. Those are the only three there are three representatives. Those are the only three people able to handle foreign currency exchange. And so I asked her in general, what is the process if I wanted to exchange my Vietnamese dong? Is there a maximum amount that you can handle? And so she kind of looked at me weird and was like, well, what do you mean if there's a maximum amount? I said, so for instance, if I've brought back 2 million in Vietnamese dong and I want to exchange it with you, can you handle that transaction? And so she said, yes, it would, but it would depend on, of course, what the rate for the U.S., what the U.S. rate for exchange would be at that time. So I said, let's hypothetically use a dollar. So if we were at a dollar and that meant that my exchange would then be valued at $2 million, are you telling me you could still handle this transaction? And so she said, yes, ma'am, I could. And so I said, well, what then happens with $2 million, because the bank doesn't typically keep that amount in. And so she said, well, let me go ask my manager so I can be sure that I'm not missing anything, but I'm pretty sure we can. So she went and asked her manager, came back. Yes, ma'am, if you came to my counter and you had $2 million worth of Vietnamese dong and you were exchanging at a rate of a dollar, that would translate into $2 million, and yes, we would process that for you. I said, so what happens with my money? She said, well, it's electronic, so it would go into your account. I said, so if I wanted to withdraw any portion of that $2 million, she said, well, how much are you talking you would want to withdraw? So I said, about $1 million. So she said, well, of course, we could do your transaction and do the deposit for you, but you would have to make a special request to withdraw that maximum amount of money from a teller. That's just traditional banking. And so I said, so you can handle it, but what you're saying is I would need to set up an appointment or give you a day and time that I would come back and pick up $1 million of that $2 million if I needed physical cash. She said, yes, ma'am. I said, so do you have a cap as far as $10,000 in terms of the max in which you can handle? And she said, no, ma'am. The only way a $10,000 cap would come into play would be they have to report it to the IRS. Anything $10,001 would have to be reported to the IRS. I said, but you can definitely give me $10,000 back. She said, if the bank has $10,000 and that's an eligible withdrawal, we certainly can give you $10,000 back. It will just be reported to the IRS. So I thought that was interesting. So I left there and I went to my credit union because I kind of wanted to see where the cap was or what the significance of the $10,000 was. And so the same with a regular traditional credit union. They can process as much as you want in terms of the deposit. It's on the withdrawal side that they have caps and having to set up an appointment to come in. So I know a lot of people ask questions about what's the difference if you come in on the street and what's the max that you can do with a teller. So I just wanted to say, like Ray just mentioned a few minutes ago, the convenience of the 800 numbers is what we pay for because it's pretty much like a one-stop shop. With making our appointments, with doing our exchange, with even possibly even getting more money out at that one set time versus having to make an appointment to come back and get, I mean, $50,000, $100,000, whatever it would be. It sounds as if the exchange centers would be already equipped to handle large dispersals of money in that one setting versus having to come back from a street exchange and make an appointment to get that amount. Does that sound like a fair analogy of the situation?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. So, you know, we hear a lot of people say, you know, what's the 800 number? What's the significance of the 800 number if I can just go into a bank? So I just thought I would share that experience that I had and just working out that scenario in my head. This is why the 800 number is significant or plays an important role in us going into exchange, not only for negotiated rates or the ability to negotiate rates, but also in the amount of capital that you can withdraw at one time when you actually go in for a transaction versus having to come back. So I felt pretty good about making that comparison and coming to that conclusion on my own. And then the second question or scenario that I wanted to present was, if in fact this is going to hit the NASDAQ, right? We hear that it's the ISX is connected to the NASDAQ, and this is pretty much already floating in country. And I've seen something where it's already showing at 84 cents, but the ask is 0.008. So it potentially, if this is accurate that I've seen, if this is already floating at 84 cents, and they are waiting for it to hit a certain rate before they actually release it live on the NASDAQ for trading, could that potentially be that we won't really have a jump on the general public to do our exchanges? What we would have is the mechanism of the 800 number to get better rates and better scenarios all around.
Let me ask you a question.
Absolutely.
So,
go ahead, Tony.
First of all, yeah, the banks have set up guidelines at the exchanges and the tellers, so that's going to be significant if a teller can do a $2 million transaction. I know for a fact they can't do a $2 million transaction right now.
Okay.
So I'm curious as to what bank you went to do that.
Wells Fargo. I have no problem telling you. It was Wells Fargo in Maryland. Yeah.
No, yeah, I'm just with location because I'm at Wells Fargo right here, and they can't do that.
Okay.
But that's okay. Here's the thing with NASDAQ. What is the current rate? If the bid is $11.90 and that's 84 cents, and you go and look on NASDAQ, can you see that 84 cent anywhere?
No. So the
image.
Yeah, the image that I have, and Ray has my number. I think this is my house line that he connected me on. But at any rate, the image that I have, I'm happy to send it. I don't know how to get it to you. But this is what's showing in country on the ISX for the bid and the ask. It shows 0.84, 84 cents. And so the conversation around it would be, if this were to go live right now, obviously the rate at which the dinar would be valued at would be like $21,000. So I'm more than happy to show it. It was communicated that this is not on the Forex. This is in-country ISX floating bid and ask, and there was a large differentiation between the ask and the spread, I guess is what they were saying, because the bid was 0.84 and one other number was 0.0008. So they were trying to figure out why there was such a large gap there, but it had gotten up to 0.84 cents based on this image and information that I have. So, again, I'm happy to get that to you or Ray to look at and provide some more intel around it and help us figure this thing out.
Okay. So I got the numbers because I got them this morning.
Okay.
But 0.0008 is the same thing as 1190 in Iraq. That's the same rate. That's our current rate.
Okay.
No changes at all. So the 84 cents would be, if it's like it's supposed to have been months ago, you know, 120 to 1, when they said they had changed the rate back then in the country. You know, somebody has texted to me, sent it to me. I haven't seen it on any graphs, ISX or NASDAQ. And that's what I'm looking for. If that's what you have, I just want to see it.
Okay, yeah, no, that's not – I think I have the first part of what you were saying. And so the question is, if they are watching it try to float at the end of it, I'm trying to gauge, will we really have a jump on the public or will it really be like a shotgun start? It'll go live on NASDAQ, the 800 numbers will go live, and everything goes into motion.
It will – we're concerned about when it goes live on 4X, because that's when it's going to the public, when they can go exchange, bet on it, move it up, and everything else. Now, we were supposedly going to get 2-3 days ahead of the public. All that could have been thrown out the window, and it just go live around the world instantly, but we're still going to know it before the public because we're going to get the 800 numbers, get in, and get out.
Okay.
Now, can the rate change every day? Once it hits 4X, absolutely. And
okay.
They say, hey, go in and negotiate. Every day you're going to be able to call the bank, call the 800 number, not the one for the appointments, but the bank. They're going to have a recording, and they're going to tell you what their rate for the day is. So you know before you even go to the bank, this is where they're going to start me at.
Got you.
And then go from there.
Okay, and then my last question, and I'll let you guys go. Ray, you had given us some homework, I guess, about a month ago. You had actually, what you did was you threw out a term that the banks actually use as their trading index, and so that is what they utilize for their rates. My question is, Tony, you just said Forex is what we will use. What is the differentiation between Forex in the NASDAQ in this process? How does one impact the other in terms of value? Is the NASDAQ going to drive the rate up on the Forex? How does that all tie together in addition to Ray introducing the term of the banking index, the index that the banks use for their actual trading rates?
Forex is going to drive the rate. And that's the buy and sell and people going in buying a credit. That's what's going to drive the rate.
So NASDAQ don't have no significance.
No, that's what the banks go by. What's on Forex? Because that is the rate of the day.
Okay. So can you explain when you say the rate is going to increase? You talk about the rate increasing and we'll have to watch it, and it's kind of like a gamble. But if you sit back and watch it, what is driving that rate up? What is the net mechanism that will drive that rate to go up? And I guess you're saying we have to check it on Forex. We're not watching the NASDAQ. We're watching Forex.
Okay. The rate goes up by the activity of the day, buy and sell. When the hedge funds and everybody who's looked at this forever start going in saying they're going to buy the dinar, the more they buy, the higher the rate goes, because that's the activity. When they start selling off, trying to get a profit, it will drive the rate back down. So we're looking at everybody saying, you know anything about IPOs at all?
Nope, but I'm learning from you.
Okay. All right. So everybody gets excited. Oh, do you know anything about Bitcoin? Because you guys might know that a little bit better.
Right.
There's
like
a limited number of Bitcoins, right? So there's only 1,000 of them. And they'll sell for 10 cents. But then 10,000 people will hear about it and say, oh, I'm going to go buy some of those. So 4,000 more of them sell. Well, they're going to raise the price up to 20 cents. So now those other 6,000 people that bought them for 10 cents, they're now worth 40 cents, right, or 20 cents. So they made 100% profit. But if those 6,000 people who made that profit all say, hey, I'm going to sell mine and take out my profit, the price will drop down to a nickel. Because now they're selling them all away, and they're selling them at that. But as long as people continue buying them, the price will go up even higher and higher because they come more valuable. Because there's only so many, but more and more people want them. So when the dinar goes on 4X and everybody sees the rate, and it's $4, $5, and they're saying, oh, Kuwait went up to $12 during the first 10 days. Well, this, I think, is going to run. And everybody runs in there and they try and buy it at $4. Now it's $4.50. Now it's $5. Now that's what's driving it up. But people are buying it all the way up. But the minute it caps out and there's more sellers than buyers, it starts falling, and it falls a whole lot faster than it went up.
Got you. Got it. And they're buying it from the same places we are buying it from now. We're just getting it pre-open rate, so to speak. So they're not going to buy it from banks. Where are they buying it from?
Their Forex is on the board. And they're not buying it from currency dealers, okay? The banks are buying themselves. They have a whole nother market of their own. You got to realize Forex is not about cash in hand like me and you. It's just digits on the screen. They never actually get the money, never. All they're buying is a hope and a dream, you know? In God we trust, or U.S. we trust. Never, ever do they have the physical currency.
Okay. So that begs the question, when you say you go back out and buy it at the rate of $4, where are you telling us to go buy it from at that time? Where are we going to buy it if we're trying to capitalize on our investment? Where are we purchasing our currency from?
That's the difference. You're not a Forex trader or a big account, anything else. You can still go back to the bank and buy it and hold it and watch what happens in the market and take it back in. But they would never do that.
Okay.
They're buying way too much, doing way too many transactions. I'm buying at 10 o'clock in the morning at $4, you know, and I'm buying $4 million worth. I'm selling it at 2:15 in the evening, and I'm walking away with my $100,000, $200,000, never having even seen it. You, on the other hand, are different as an individual.
Wonderful. you answered all my questions. I thank you so very much, guys.
Okay.
All right. Now, the numbers weren't exact, guys, because I was just throwing out an example, but that's how it actually works when you're involved in it. So our goal is to, you don't have, you know, when I used to trade them for, I had a guy on the floor. So he's in New York. He's standing there, and I call him, and he does something for me. If you go online, Forex.com, anywhere, try and do it, you may put in a request or even with your broker for a buy or sell, and it may not happen for another day or 2 days because you got to go in line and wait to when they put your transaction in. And if you didn't get in there fast enough or next day when it comes your turn, all the numbers have changed, then your results are going to be different. Now, if I went to the bank and I bought it, I want this, I'm going to hold it, and then that morning I saw what the rate was, I can go right to the bank and make sure I got the money that I wanted to get. NASDAQ doesn't work like that. I mean, Forex doesn't work like that. You don't always get that rate because you have to wait in line for your turn when you put in a sell order. And same thing when you put in a buy order. I want to buy it because it's $1.10. They call you back and say, hey, man, by the time your order got there, it was $1.30. Do you still want it? Or what's my cap? And then you didn't buy it for what you thought you could. Same thing happens in selling. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Next up is we have a person who decided to boycott the Dallas meeting.
That's good.
Dallas. 572.
I would have just gone from zero rather than cut straight into it.
Hello.
But,
hey, Danny.
You're doing fine.
Boycotting Danny.
I was thinking. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Boycotting Danny. You're on.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I was giving instructions. Let me walk to the back of the yard here. Thank you for your patience. Glad I gave you a good laugh.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for that explanation, Tony. You mentioned before that this is not a simple thing to deal with this foreign exchange and all that kind of business, and I appreciate that. It does give me a little bit of pause. But can you hear me all right? I've got a speaker over here that I got to it.
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Yes, we hear you.
All right, real good. I'm going to get away from that noise. Two things. Monday's call, obviously, it was lots of challenges. I was thinking on the rates that you mentioned when the dinar was mentioned, it was back to that rate that we had heard before, that $3.91. Nobody was able to ask questions except that one lucky lady. Is that just information for the time, or are we still looking at $8 on the dinar for the international?
That was what wasn't on the exchanges screen, but that was somebody above the exchanges. So those were the rates that they were looking at right then on their screen.
Okay. How do we put that in our heads for thinking here? Do we just dismiss the eight altogether? I understand negotiate, but your best guess on that, your feedback, what do you think?
My best guess is those numbers given are going to be the bottom line numbers.
Gotcha.
Bottom line.
Okay.
They could exactly be higher than that. Matter of fact, oil went up again today. So I know they're going to be higher than that because they're basing them on oil's numbers.
All right.
But those are the bottom line numbers.
Okay. Good. That makes some of us feel a little bit better. The other question I had was mostly a verification. Have we got confirmation that the Iraqi stock exchange is functional now? We were told to expect it, and I haven't heard a specific thing. I did get a call from a distant buddy. He said he saw that it had. That it was one-to-one on the calculator down there, but I told him straight up that I can't verify it. I appreciate you passing that on, but I think I'll I'll wait around here. What do we know about the Iraqi stock exchange?
I'm trying to find out right now since you said that.
Okay. All right. I think that pretty much is all the questions I've got. I've been communicating to lots of people when they see me that the first question out of their mouth is, what's the good news? And I have to think, well, no different from last time we talked. But in a odd way, this has made me expect to be discouraged or disappointed, but to be content in it. Now, have I gone over the line here? And it's should I expect more weird thoughts coming out of my head? Is it okay to be content to be disappointed? What's your position on that?
My
you guys
position
get 100
is
times more calls.
Yeah, my position is you're from Dallas, Texas, so I always expect weird things to come out of me. First of all,
okay.
So,
I need to ask somebody else, obviously.
Other than that, guys, we know the fact of the matter is it is happening. They are preparing for it. We know the numbers. And the only thing we don't know and the only thing we're going back and forth with, I mean, the only thing is when. Other than that, we have the bottom line numbers. We see they're preparing. We know what they put in print already because we've seen all the articles. We know what they're broadcasting on the TV over there. We know 2 weeks ago they had the briefings, the re-education, and told them in the coming days. We know they told us the coming days was 2 to 5 days, and it's been 10 days. So all we're doing again is just waiting for the go. That's what everybody's doing. So I'm not disappointed. I'm not frustrated. I'm just saying, it's going to be another day, but it's closer.
And yes.
The fact that they tell me we're not holding it up. You guys are on that side. We sent it, and they're still holding it up again, and nobody knows why. And the only thing I got close to why, which didn't make any sense even today, is the Treasury's in the argument. Because he doesn't want this $20 bill to be released, and they tried to release it last week. So, even though everything on the internet says it's done, he don't even like her being on the $20 bill. He wants her moved to the $2 bill and all this other mess. That's what they're doing there right now, and that's what's causing an issue throughout the Treasury, is my understanding. Now, how it falls over to Iraq, and did they want to let it all go at the same time? And I don't know.
Right. What part of our talk last week was we were looking for the beginning of the fourth quarter and trying to get that done in the third quarter. And of course, Ray sent out news from weekend before last about the parking lots being full at some of the banks that are normally closed and armed escorts taking people out to their cars.
And not only that.
Yeah, tell me.
But, well, put this in there, too. On Saturday and Sunday, people called and made appointments for people to come and do their exchanges today.
All right. I will put that in the pipe and smoke it as well.
Okay.
My question has to do with, was third quarter that important? And if it was important, did it happen with VIPs? So it can be dated third quarter, but we just hadn't got permission to go. And then after we have permission, 10, 12 days later, general public's going to go. I can see that all being backed up to third quarter, but is that just a presumption on my part?
Did not happen.
Did not happen.
I got people right now whose SKRs are not liquid, same people. Got money sitting there are not liquid, and we're told that they would be liquid today, and they are not liquid.
Okay. All right. So third quarter did not happen. So See, I was thinking it might have happened in Iraq and possibly some other countries. It just wouldn't be our third quarter. And I don't know how that would affect you and me as exchangers. It would affect governments, businesses, international situations, but not necessarily you and me. So, okay. I think that exhausts my inquisitiveness. I will be disappointed. You said you're not? Good for you. But I'm disappointed and content in that disappointment. So we'll see what happens. I think I'm going to do a sign-off here. So Danny and Dallas, off, my friend.
Oh, I need you to confirm something first before you sign off.
All right. Yes, yes.
You know, I was in Dallas this weekend. Right. We had a session, and right. Everybody kept asking, well, where's Danny in Dallas? And I was told that you and had got your entire group to boycott coming to the session because you were mad
I wouldn't answer
your questions on the call.
No. I have no power. I'm kind of like you guys. I got to pass on what, but I'll tell you the straight of it. I'm in construction and I made collections, but I didn't have enough collections to justify spending to visit you, my long distance good friend. So I apologize for that, but look for better days. Is that good enough?
The meet and greet was free.
Well, I'm
well,
I had money going
yeah,
to the place.
Now, you had to pay for your own food, though. We went over to Hard Eight and got some barbecue and stuff, and everybody had to pay for their own
okay.
meat.
Okay. I'm nationally embarrassed, and I hope that makes you feel better.
Oh, I feel okay anyway, but some of the people were asking, where's Danny in Dallas? I said, I don't know. And then somebody said, he's boycotting it because he's mad you wouldn't answer
his question
on the call. I said, oh, okay.
Next time somebody asks you that, just make up something and I'll back you up. Okay, bud?
All right, sir.
Y'all have a good day. Gotta go. See you.
Thanks, sir.
All right, thanks.
301, Erico, you're on. 301 area code. Okay, you dropped off. So that takes me to 205. 205 area code, you are on. 205?
Nope, they're driving down the street.
All right, let's try 404 area code. 404. See this crazy board.
I'm hearing the same.
Well, this is going to be fun. Let's see here. I really can't tell which line is open and which one is closed. All right. Let me try 404 again. Are you there?
Yeah.
Do you hear someone speaking?
I hear somebody, but
hello.
There you go. They don't know that they're on, whoever it is.
Hello?
Hello.
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 Hey. What's your area code? Yes, we do.
205. Hey, this is my very first time.
Okay.
I'm so glad to talk with you. This is my first time. I've been home for years.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Now, I just forgot my question. I'm so excited.
Okay. Is there something in the background? There's some noise in the background.
Oh, I'm turned off. I drive a dump truck for a living. So if I was a dump truck.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Right. Yes,
yeah,
we
can hear you. How are you?
Okay, well, I'm doing great. It's so good to talk with y'all. Ray, I've been on, and I don't get your texts anymore.
Oh, okay. I don't know what to tell you.
You don't want
it's
to tell
not,
me to get
It's not something we're
anymore.
Doing. It's Twitter.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I can't.
Now,
so I have
somebody
to just,
earlier told me, you guys, that if you got a phone update or something, you might have to go back in and redo it if your phone updated.
Oh, I did get an update. I did.
Okay.
Well, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for keeping us informed. And I'm just excited. I just never thought I would get on.
Well, I'm excited that you're here, too.
So I inform some other people that don't know you. I kind of keep them informed. And they're asking me all the time, well, what do they think? What are they saying? What is Tony Ray saying? And I said, well, it'll come whenever they get ready to give it to us, I guess.
Oh, wait a minute. Your people don't have their own telephones? They don't own telephones?
They do. They just didn't know how to, you know, get on there. It was so hard to get on.
Oh, okay.
So it's not that many.
Okay.
So are we? So do you think that we're gonna go before the year is out?
We do. We think we're gonna go before the month's out. But guess what? Start that last month too. Anyway.
Well, that's okay. I appreciate y'all faithfulness.
Yeah, but they are sitting at the Exchange Center. I mean, again, I talked to them this morning. They're sitting there, and they just told they're waiting to go. So, again, they thought we were getting 800 numbers over the weekend. We didn't. Now they think it's going to happen by the end of the week, and I hope it does.
Okay, well, thank you for your information, and I'll pray for you all the time.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye. Right. Okay, now let's try 404, area code. 404? Okay.
There you go. Now it might have changed. Now.
202. Oh, this stupid Blog Talk thing is still acting up. It's showing multiple lines open. I can't tell whose line is open and who's closed. 202, are you on?
Hello.
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 Is this 202 area code?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's my phone. I just want to say thank you, Ray and Tony, for all that you all done for us. I'm in the middle of the store, so I can't talk right now, so you can go ahead and skip me.
Okay, this was 202 area code. Okay, 281.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Super fantastic.
To the nth degree. And yourself.
Oh, that's great. I'm super fantastic, tastic.
Okay.
Well, I'm just waiting on RV and 800 numbers and going in there to get me some contracts. How's it going,
okay,
Mr. Tony?
I'm waiting on the RV and 800 numbers, and I'm going in there and get me some contracts. That's
Come
what
on
I'm
now.
Doing.
Well, how's it going, Mr. Ray?
Okay, everything's great. We're just waiting for the call.
All right, then. Okay, well, really, you all had asked some questions, and Danny, he did come back and ask about those. Have people became liquid, because I was really wondering about that young man that I was kept asking about, you know, when he quit his job and all of that, and I'm like, well, has anything became liquid? And so you answered that, then you came and you answered about when they call and they ask the zip code, the zone, give all that in. So, you know, I couldn't get on the other day, I got so frustrated, and I say, forget this, and I finally got on Blog Talk. I was like, look at there. And then I'm like, see, for the CSI, no, look, I gave her another name. I'm like, her,
I didn't even know my hand was up, so I kept taking it off, putting the bag, taking it, because I never heard anything. And I said, let me leave this alone because I don't want to get thrown off the call today. But anyway, guys, I am so thankful for the information on today. I appreciate it, and I'm pretty sure others do appreciate it. And you all have a great afternoon. Tony, one question, though. I do.
Okay.
I'm not going to ask you about going buy some more dinar because I know, I mean, some dawn because I know to go do that. Now, how are you feeling this week of the percentage of going to the bank this week?
Well, first of all, let me tell you this. The guy who quit his job didn't quit his job. He just said he was going to quit. But let me tell you this. The bank gave him a total of $2.8 million up front because they, you know, been telling him it was going to go, going to go, going to go, and didn't. But they still gave him $2.8 million to do things that he needed to do, which banks just don't do that. So they're absolutely positive this is going, and the money's there, and they're saying, well, we got his money, so we might as well give it to him, which they did.
Right.
Are they going to
okay.
do that for 100 of
everybody?
Us or 1,000 of
no.
us? No.
No.
Absolutely not. So don't even think that they are. All right.
Okay.
But, again, the fact that this weekend, again, several locations were all briefed on the same thing, that we were going to get the 800 numbers, and they all expected us to be in the bank Monday. So, yeah, they were upset. They were
right.
excited, but then it didn't. Yesterday, they got upset. They sat there a whole nother day because it didn't. But now they're still being told it's going to happen this week. We don't know when, but sometime this week. So
well,
they're sitting there
it.
Frustrated like we are, but I feel good. Everything's
I do
done.
Too.
Iraq's telling me it's done. They're saying it's done over here. They're just waiting for a go.
Well, I feel good too, Mr. Tony. And Mr. Ray, are you excited? Excited?
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah, didn't he sound
well,
like
guys,
it? Didn't he just sound like it?
Yes, my excited is excited.
Well, I'm excited, excited, and I'm expecting, and I'm going to keep holding on to that. With that, I will just say you all have a great afternoon, have a great evening, and I'm looking to hear back from you all soon.
Okay, thank you.
And that's it. Thank you all.
Alrighty,
all right,
bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, sir. Let's wrap this one up.
Okay. All right, guys. I am feeling good. I'm feeling good about this week. It's October. I mean, the goal was to have it done by the 1st of October. Then maybe a couple days after. I don't know. I feel good. They made appointments for people today, even though those people couldn't go. Well, I shouldn't say they couldn't go. Because they might have brought them in and gave them SKRs anyway. I just won't note that until later on. But they did make appointments for people today, so they expected us to be able to go. All the exchangers are still in place, sitting there, upset that they're not doing it, but still ready to go. So with that, I'm saying all we got to do is bide our times, wait for the go, and start enjoying life. Don't get down. Don't get disappointed. Don't get frustrated. Just know we got to wait a couple more days, maybe, and look at the benefits after. So let's start doing that plan after the announcement is made. What do I do next? Let's look forward to that and start, you know, getting that finalized and together, and it'll be here for you know it. All right, enjoy the rest of your day. I'm surely going to enjoy mine. and I'm hoping we don't have this conversation on Friday. All right, Ray.
Okay, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us for this Hump Day Wednesday. We'll see what happens when Fantabula's Friday gets here. Let's see what type of call we have, if we don't have one before then. So keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe.
remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you made it through it.
About your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we are out of here. Enjoy your Hump Day Wednesday.